All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So let's begin. We left off. Today's daf is Lamed. We're picking up on daf Lamed Amud Aleph. So we're actually picking up two lines down from the top. Sorry, one second here. So let's pick up. So EIC Shtei Sa'aros Meikara Kaimen Ezer. Supposed to remember again, we were dealing yesterday with the episode of young Rabbi Chanina, who was brought before Rabbi Gamliel, and his father had made him a Nazir. And the Shaila was the father's Neder Nazirus binding on the son or not? So they brought the boy to Rabbi Gamliel to try to see ultimately again if he was a katan or if he was a gadol. So the Gemara essentially says the following. The Gemara says, "Eisi shtei saros meikara kaim benezirus delay." Had he brought two hairs, meaning exhibited signs of physical maturation from the beginning, meaning at the moment that the neder was made, then lemais again he Chanina was accepting upon himself a regular neder nezirus. But at the end of the day, if he did not have two hairs, then physical signs of maturation, then lemaisa again he would have been bound by the neder nezirus made by his father. So what happens again, lemaisa, if he had developed the two hairs in the midst of the neder nezirus? Meaning, let's say his father had been madir him, at which point, the beginning of the neder, he did not have signs of physical maturation. Then afterwards again, then during the course of the neder, he developed signs of physical maturation. What happens then? To which the Gemara says, so that makes sense. It makes sense according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, who says that a father has the ability to be madir his son until onas nedarim. Now remember again, what's onas nedarim? That's the age of 12 years old and one day. You could have a situation like that where the mice of the child will develop signs of physical maturation mid neder nezirus. El Rabbi d'amra achi avishte saros ma'ika lemeimar. Aye, but according to Rabbi, who says that a father can be madir his son until he brings signs of physical maturation, then what is there to say? Amar the Rabbi like a takanta adi yasev delay the yasev davui. Inachinami, according to Rabbi, the only remedy for this situation would be for the child to observe two consecutive periods of nezirus. One first to represent the neder nezirus that his father undertook on his behalf, and the second ultimately to represent a neder nezirus undertaken of his own volition. Fine. So we'll say, Salach al-Maisa, how do we pass in this sugya? Because remember again, there are two outstanding questions before us. Question number one is, what's the nature of a father's ability to be madir his son in a neder nezirus? Meaning, is it a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, or is it a din in chinuch? That's question number one. And question number two is, until what point in time in a young man's life does a father have the ability to be madir his son? So we'll say, listen to this. So this is in Hilchos Nezirus, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit, Ketzad, says the Rambam. What is the case? Ha'av sha'amar libno ha'katan, hare ata nazir. If a father says to his son who is a katan, you are a nazir, O sha'amar bini ploni nazir, or the father says, not even in the presence of the son, my son is a nazir, ahare is a nazir. So, okay, Rambam establishes, number one, that in fact, father does have the ability to make his son a nazir. V'shasak haben, now this is all assuming the son complies, hare is a nazir, v'chayiv ha'av linhog bo kol diktuke nazirus. And a father is obligated to go out and conduct himself with this son in accordance with all of the details of nazirus. Fine. V'im nitma mevi karban tuma. And if the son becomes tamei, the father brings a karban tuma. Ukishe yashlim nizirusav mevi karbantara kishara nizirim hagidolim. And when the father goes, and when the son goes ahead and finishes in edin nizirus, so he goes ahead and he brings a karban like all other nizirim. Lo ratzahaben. Listen to this. If the son does not want the nizirus, umicha badavarzen, he objects to it. Osha michu kroviv, or relatives object to it. Osha galach sara, or he shaves his head. They're both saying now, in this case over here, He's shaving his head as an act of defiance. Right now, in this case, again, it's not just typical rebelliousness. This is his defiance against becoming a Nazir. Oshi Gilchu Krovav, or the relatives shaved the boy's head. Shahari Naase Maise Shegaladaitam Shelo Ratza, Hu O Krovav Benazirus, Hareze Eino Nazir. Fine. So both say, so far what's coming up from the Rambam is the following. Now the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz point out, the fact that the Rambam paskins that number one, in the event that the boy becomes Tameh, there are karbanos being brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and when the child finishes up his Ned and Nezilos, there are karbanos being brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So what does that teach us? That teaches us that halacha lemaisa, so the father's ability to be madir his son, is a halacha lemoshe misinai. Because we'll say, as much as the Gemara constructed a very interesting argument in yesterday's daf, how even if you hold that it's because of chinuch, well, maybe it's chulin la'azara, ultimately again our only dirabanan, and maybe again Oph doesn't really need shchita min haTorah. At the end of the day, the Rambam rejects all those, and the Rambam says no. The ability for a father to be madir his son is a halacha lemoshe misinai. So that's number one that we've established. Va'ad masai yesh lo lahadiro. Aye, so until what time? Until what point in time? Until what point in time in his son's maturation does the father have the ability to be madir his son? Says the Rambam, ad shiyagdil v'ya'ase ish, until he becomes a man. And I both say, now, what does that mean? So the Kesef Mishnah writes over here, Va'ad masai yesh lo lahadiro. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes our Gemara. Ad masai madir es bino benazir, ad shiyavi shtei sa'aros divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad shiyagir la'onasam. So the Kesef Mishnah over here quotes the machlokes in our Gemara. On one hand, again, Rebbe saying until the boy exhibits signs of physical maturation, two errors. Rabbi Yossi saying until he reaches the age where he understands Nedarim, 12 years old in one day. Upasak, till the age of 13, to the point when he would bring two hairs, which Salocha assumes ultimately means the age of 13. Salocha Lamaisa, the Rambam rules on both issues. Number one, it is a halacha lamoshe misinai, that the father has the ability to be madir his son. That's piece of information number one. Piece of information number two, father has the ability to be madir his son until the age of 13. Says the Mishnah. Ha'ish. We've actually alluded to this concept before. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ish migalech al nezirus aviv, ve'in ha'isha migalachas al nezirus aviham. Literally, a man could go ahead, and Rabbi said, what this means is, a man could shave his head on the nezirus of his son, and what we're going to see this means is, that a son could use leftover monies that his father had allocated for Neder Nezirus, but the father died before having a chance to bring them. The son could go ahead and use those monies to satisfy his own Nazirite obligations, but a woman cannot do so. Now, the text of the rest of the Mishnah is somewhat, not corrupted is too strong of a word, but the text of the Mishnah seems to be erroneous in the print we have. So take a look at the Rush for just, excuse me, take a look at Tosas on the side over here. So you see Tosas on the right, on the left-hand side. So you see where it says, Ha'ish Megalech on the Zeros Aviv. So first of all, again, first principle the Mishnah puts forth is that if man has the ability to literally go ahead and use Nazirite money set aside by his father to satisfy the son's own obligations, a woman does not have this ability. So Kotosis writes, Ha'ish migaleach on the zirus, just the Divrei HaMaskil. Ha'ish migaleach on the zirus aviv, ve'in isha migalachas. Ketzad, what's the case? Misha hayahu ve'aviv nezirim. If someone was a nazir, him and his father together, ve'hifrish aviv ma'os l'neziruso umeis. So in this case over here, father and son, Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is the father, Yitzchak is the son. Avram and Yitzchak are Nazirim together. And what happens? Avram set aside money for his Neder Nazirus, and Avraham died before being able to offer up his Karbanos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hare Elu Yiplu Linidava. Ultimately, again, the money that Avram had set aside should fall for voluntary offerings. Ve'ezehu Shemegala on the Zeros Aviv. And what's the case where a son could use the Nazirite money of his father? Hare Shahaya Aviv Nazir, Bahayuno Ma'oz Stumin. Avram was a Nazir, and he had allocated money, unspecified monies, to satisfy his Nazirite obligations. Umeis, and then Avram died. Va'amar Hareini Nazir Amra Shegalech Amaos Abba. And Yitzchak says, I'm becoming a Nazir on the condition that I could use my father's unspecified monies. What's the halacha? Zehu Shemegalech on the Zeros Aviv. This is the one who has the ability to go ahead and use his father's Nazirite funds. So Tosfos just points out over here, he says, Hachi Garsinon Beperosh HaKadmonim. This is the Girsa, this is the version that we have in the Kadmonim. So we'll say, so what is the Mishnah saying? This is the version we're going to go with. So what's the Pshat, what's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah saying is like this, is that if a father and son were Nazirim at the same time, and then father had set aside money for his Nidrei Naziros, for his concluding sacrifices, unspecified monies, and then father died, so son can't use those monies. Those monies are Yiplu L'Nadava, they simply, as we've already established what you do with those monies. However, again, if father was a Nazir, and then father died, also again, leaving behind the unspecified monies, and son says, I will become a Nazir on the condition that I could use my father's funds to satisfy my own Nazirite obligations. So Rabbi Yossi Paskins in the Mishnah that ultimately this works. Says the Gemara, my taima. Nabosai, again, if you look, Tosas again says over here, my taima, ein isha megalachas amma osavia. So what we've established is that Lamaisa, again, a son has the ability to do this, but the Mishnah is quite explicit in saying that a daughter does not have the ability to do this. So why is that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha hi benazir. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. You know, again, Abbas said, like you were talking yesterday, you know, when you have halacha l'moshe misinai, it is what it is. So the halacha l'moshe misinai says that a son could use the leftover monies, unspecified leftover monies of his father to satisfy his own Nazirite obligations, assuming that the son's Nazirite obligation came after the death of the father, but a woman cannot. To which the Gemara says, Pshita, my lememra, de ben yoreshes aviv, baslo. To which the Gemara says, well, the truth is, even without the halacha l'moshe misinai, this probably would have been the halacha. Why? Because when the father dies, who's going to inherit that money? The son. Daughter halachically doesn't inherit. And therefore, the maisa, again, it would make sense that it's only a son who could use the money set aside by the father. To which the Gemara says, well, that's not necessarily true. Lo tzvicha, de les le ela bas. First of all, it's not true. There are cases in which a daughter inherits. If there are no sons, then a daughter will inherit the property. So therefore, again, the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, what would you have thought? What would you have thought? Ma'u detema, yarshin gemirin la. I might have thought that maybe what? Maybe this whole din, is this whole halacha, this whole concept is a din in Yerusha. So we'll say, because it's a din in Yerusha, therefore what? Therefore the Mishnah says that it's only a son who has the ability to use the leftover monies of his father to go ahead and set, when I say leftover monies, the leftover Nazirite monies of his father to satisfy the son's own Nazirite obligations, because it's a din in Yerusha. And the Mishnah just says that a son can and a daughter can't. Why? Because whenever there's a son, the son is the Yorish. But that inachinami, in the case where the daughter is the Yorish, where she is the inheritor, halacha l'maaseh, she should be able to satisfy her Nazirite obligations with the leftover funds of the father. Therefore, the Gemara says, kamash malan halacha. Therefore, again, no, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach us that indeed this is a halacha l'moshe misinai. This is a halacha l'moshe misinai. And therefore, what? It only applies by sons, does not apply by daughters. And therefore, even in the case where the daughter is the sole inheritor, she still cannot use her father's leftover unspecified Nazirite funds to satisfy her own neder nazirus obligations. It is only a right that can be exercised as a son. Why? That is the halacha l'moshe misinai. Say baylu. So we'll say, Sigmar brings up the following kasha. Pligi rabbanon alei d'Rabbi Yossi olo. To the rabbis arguing Rabbi Yossi. So we'll say, remember again, the Mishnah quoted this entire concept in the name of Rabbi Yossi. So the fact that the Mishnah attributes this halacha, meaning that a son could go ahead and, if he becomes a Nazir after the death of his father, could use the unspecified Nazirus money of his father for his own sacrificial obligations. So it quotes the name of Rabbi Yossi. So the Shaila is, are the rabbis arguing on Rabbi Yossi or not? So the Gemara says, Pligi Ibailahu. Pligi rabbon ali Rabbi Yossi olo pligi. Do they argue? Do they not argue? V'im tim tzalomar pligi. And if you want to say that they argue, Aresha, O Asifa, they will say, so what are they arguing on? Take a look at the Rush now. So the Rush says again on the in the right hand column of the page, Ibailuhu, Pligi Rabbanan Aleid Rabbi Yossi. Aleid Rabbi Yossi, Bintinzla Pligi Aresha, Dafilu Hu Aviv Nazir Migale, Igalech Amaos Aviv. O Asifa, Dafilu Nazir Achar Misas Aviv Eno Megalech, the less Luhu Alacha. Now, boss, remember, the Mishnah had two cases. Case number one is where we're calling our father and son group Avraham and Yitzchak. So case number one is where Avraham was a Nazir and Yitzchak was a Nazir at the same. Avraham and Yitzchak were Nazirim together. It doesn't mean they undertook their Nidre Naziros together. It just means that they happened to be Nazirim at the same time. Avraham set aside money, unspecified funds, and then died. So the first, so Rabbi Yossi Paskin, in that case, since already, again, Yitzchak was a Nazir already during the lifetime of his father, Yitzchak, and therefore, again, he already has his own obligations to bring karbanos, Yitzchak cannot use the leftover unspecified funds of his father to satisfy Yitzchak's own obligation. That's case one. Case two, Avram was a Nazir, father was a Nazir, set aside money, unspecified funds to satisfy his Nazirite obligations, dies. Yitzchak says, I want to become a Nazir on the condition that I could use my father's monies to satisfy my own Nazirite obligations. Rabbi Yossi Paskind, it works, he becomes a Nazir, and ultimately he could use the monies. So now the Gemara is asking, do the rabbis argue on Rabbi Yossi? If the answer to that is yes, do they argue in the first case? And do they hold perhaps that even when Yitzchak is a Nazir during the lifetime of his father, that Yitzchak can still use his father's unspecified funds? Or do they argue on the Reisha? Do they argue on the second case? And they say, no, even if Yitzchak became a Nazir after his father's death, he still can't use the monies, in which case perhaps they're disputing the existence of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, to which the Gemara says, Tashma, I can resolve this. We can resolve this. How through a braisa? The Gemara says, Ketzad Amru Ha'ish Migaleach on the Zeros Aviv. What's the case where we said that a man could go, that a son could go ahead and use the Nazirite monies of his father to satisfy the son's own Nazirite obligations? I'll tell you the case. Misha Haya Aviv Nazir, Vihifrish Aviv Maos Leniziruso. If the father was a Nazir, and the father went ahead and separated out money for his Neder Nazirus, for his own Nazirite obligations, Umes, and then the father died. Va'amar Hareini Nazir Amanas Sha'agaleach, Amaos Abba, and the son said, I will become a Nazir on the condition that I could use the monies that my father set aside, to which the Gemara says, Zehu, Shemegaleach al Maos Aviv. This ultimately is someone who has the right and the ability to go ahead and use his father's monies. Ava Misha Hayahuva Aviv Nazirim. Vehefresh Aviv Maos Leniziruso. But if someone was a Nazir together with his father while his father was still alive, and the father went ahead and separated out monies to be used to satisfy the father's obligations for Neder Nazirus, Umes, and then the father died. Hare elu yiplu l'nedava div Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi paskins that these monies must be used for karbanos nedava. The son cannot use them. But Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda amru zehu shemegaleach al ma'os aviv. Yet Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Lazar are of the opinion that no, the son could even go ahead and use these monies. So both say, so we see that what? We see that the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon, these other rabbis, specifically in case number one, right? And in case number one, where Lemaisa, again, father and son are alive at the same time. I'm sorry, actually. Right. Father and son are alive at the same time. And what? Father sets aside monies to be used for his Nazirite obligations and then dies. So Rabbi Yossi Paskins, remember, the logic over here is quite interesting. Rabbi Yossi Paskins, that since the son was already a Nazir before the father set aside the money, which means that the son already incurred his own liability to bring his Nazirite offerings. Therefore what? Therefore, Lemais, again, he can't go ahead and piggyback on the father's monies. It's only if he generates his obligation after the father already died. However, again, the other Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan say, no, even in that case, Lamaisa, again, the son could still go ahead and use the father's money. So we'll say, so we see ultimately that the Rabbanan, this great Rabbi Yossi, really in what in our Mishnah, which is case number one in our Mishnah. So the Gemara goes out. We'll say we'll resolve that machlokes in a little bit. Boy Rabbah. So Rabbah says the following. Yeshlo shnei banim nezirim mahu. Well, so now the Gemara raises another interesting kasha. Let's say the father dies and he leaves behind two sons, both who become nezirim. So what's talach in such a situation like this? Hilchasa gemirin la called the kadim galach galach. So do we say again that there's a halach lamosh misina? Halach lamosh misina says essentially whoever became the nazir first gets the money. Oh, dilma yerusha gemirin la upalgahavi. Or maybe we divide up this money in accordance with the laws of inheritance, and therefore what? Each son gets an equal share. Let's say one of them is not a Bechar. So each son gets an equal share. Okay, so the Gemara leaves that question open. Boy, Rava asked another kasha. What's the other kasha? Bechar upashet mayhuchas may. So we'll say, listen to this. Let's say father dies. Again, we'll say it's all the same case where the father was a Nazir, set aside money for his Nidre Naziris, died. Died without offering his korbanos, so he leaves behind unspecified funds. Now the shaila is, what do we do with the money? So let's say he leaves behind two sons, but one is a bechar, one is a pashat, one is a regular son. So remember again, me'ikra din, a bechar gets pishnayim, a bechar gets a double portion. So the shaila is, what's the status of the bechora in terms of this Nazirite money? So Rabbi said, remember, these are all talking about cases where the sons themselves became Nazirim, because obviously if the sons don't become Nazirim, the Gemara is not necessarily entertaining the possibility that one of them will be Yorish the money. But if they're both Nazirim, then what? So the Gemara says, Samai, what's the halacha? Hilchasa gemirin la, vehilchach lo bay giluchay lefum ma deshakel. So do we say, on one hand, because it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that if the son becomes a nazir, he can go ahead and use this money. Therefore, it's not divided up in accordance with the laws of Yerusha. O dilma Yerushahi, dechi hechi deshakel pishnayim, hachi megaleach. Or do we say no? That really this money is divided up amongst the Nazirim sons, like Yerusha. And in the same way that a Bechor normally gets Pishnaim a double portion, so too a Bechor will get Pishnaim of this Nazirite money as well. The intim salama Yerushahi. And if you want to say that indeed this money should be treated like Yerusha, ulafum deshakil migaleach, and the Nazirite money is left over from the father, ultimately will be divided up like Yerusha money. Ubechulin hu de'isle pishnayim. And that's only, but however, maybe we would say that he only gets pishnayim in unconsecrated funds, aval behekdishlo, but lamais again with consecrated funds, this in fact should not be the case. O dilma, kevan dekani le legiluach lo shna. Or perhaps, since ultimately he has the ability to acquire it for his own Nazirite sacrifices, it shouldn't make a difference. So Rabbi Yossi, take a look at the Rush for just a moment here. So the Rush writes, "Vim tin tomer lefum may deshakim megalech bechulin hu this lepishnayim kigon sha'amar aviv elu maos nezirusai velo amar lekarbanos nezirusai." So what's now the Gemara suggesting? Doesn't make a difference if the father said before he died, this money is just for my nezirus. In which case, again, perhaps the money still has a semi-chulin identity. Versus if he said lekarbanos nezirusai, which it has a hektish identity, meaning even if you want to say that the money is treated like Yerusha, perhaps that's only if the father just made a more parative statement, like this money is for my nezirus. But if the father said that this money is for my karbanos nezirus, perhaps the money takes on more of a hektish identity, and in which case, again, the laws of Yerusha should not govern it. The Gemara asks another question, also just asking question on top of question. The Gemara says furthermore, Aviv Nazir Olam Vahu Nazir Stam. Or Aviv Nazir Stam Vahu Nazir Olam Mai. Both say, let me ask you another question. What happens, Lamaisif, what? What happens if the father and son have two different types of Nazirus? Let's say the father ultimately was a Nazir Olam. He was a Nazir Olam, but he still set aside money ultimately again for his concluding Karbanos, even though again he is a Nazir forever, but he sets aside money ultimately again for his concluding Nazirite offerings, and the son is a regular Nazir, or vice versa. So we'll say, in this case over here, Lemaisa, there are two different types of Nazirim. Take a look. Actually, let's finish the Gemara. V'unaz yo'olo, my, ki gamrin hilchosa b'stam naziros. So do we say, Abosai, that the halacha l'moshe misinai that says that a son could go ahead and use the leftover unspecified monies of his father, that's only when? That's only in the case of stam naziros. That's only in the case of regular naziros. However, and therefore, again, if one of them is in nazir olam, then the halacha l'moshe misinai does not apply. And ultimately what? The monies cannot be used. O dilma loshna. Or perhaps it makes no difference. Or perhaps you'll say that lamaisa, it doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, they're both observing a proper Naziris Tara, right? As long as they're both Tar at the time of the Naziris, it's absolutely fine. Well, if that's the case, the Gemara says, by Ravashi, Aviv Nazir Tamei, Bahu Nazir Tar. But therefore, Ravashi asks, in the case where what? In the case where the Maisa, the father is a Nazir Tamei, and the son is a Nazir Tar. In this case, the father had set aside money. So if you look at the last line of the Rush, so the Rush says, Aviv Nazir Tamei, Nitma vehifrish mos litziporim. So you must say, see, up until now, we've always been dealing with the case where the father was setting aside money for the purpose of his concluding Nazirite offerings. Let's say instead of setting aside money for his concluding Nazirite offerings, the father was a Nazir who had become Tameh. He set aside money now for his offerings for Tumah. But let's say he died before he was able to use them. The Shaila now is, could the son, who's let's say a regular Nazir, go ahead and use those monies for his concluding Nazirite offerings? So the Gemara says, so again, by Rashi, Aviv Nazir Tameh, Vahu Nazir Tar. The father was a Nazir Tameh, and therefore set aside money for his Karbanos Tumah, but the son is a Nazir Tar, or vice versa. The father was a Nazir Tar, but the son now becomes Tameh, wants to use his father's funds for his Tumah offerings. So we'll say in all of these cases, what is that halacha? To which the Gemara answers, Teku. So I'll say, okay, so let's get a little bit of resolution over here. So the Rambam, this is in Perek Ches. This is in Perek Ches.
What does shatu mean?
Take. Take or to use. So we'll say, so the Gemara says over here, sorry, the Rambam says, this is in Perek Ches, and Hilchos Nezirus. So the Gemara says the following. Okay. Yeah. So the Rambam says over here, this is in Perches Halacha Tezvav. Ha'ish Shenadar Benazir Yesh Lo Lahavi Karbanos Aviv La'atzmo Megaleach Aleihem. So we'll say, if a man took a Ned Nezirus, he is permitted to go ahead and use Nazirite monies set aside by his father for his own offerings. Ve'ein Ha'isha Megalachas Al Karbanos Aviho. But a woman may not use the leftover monies of her father. V'davar Zeh Halacha Mipi HaKabalahu. And the Rambam writes, this is a halacha l'moshe misinai. So that's the Rambam paskins. Again, this whole thing is a halacha l'moshe misinai, that a son has the ability to use the leftover monies of his father to go ahead and bring his own karbanos nazirus. Keitzad. So Rambam writes, what's the case? Misha haya aviv nazir v'hefrish ma'os liknos ben karbanosav. If the father was a nazir and he set aside money to purchase his own karbanos nazir, umes, and the father died, and he left behind unspecified funds. The Amar Acher Mos Aviv Harini Nazir Amenas Shavi Karbanos Simi Maos Shehefrish Avi. And the son, after the father died, so that I'm fascinating, like Rabbi Yossi, after the father died, the son says, I accept upon myself to be a Nazir on the condition that I could use my father's money to bring my karbanos. What's the halacha? Hare Zemevi Mehen Karbanosav. Lemaisa, again, the son could use the father's monies to go ahead and bring their karbanos. So, what's that? So, halacha lemaisa, the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yossi, namely that this whole thing of a son's abilities to use his father's monies only works when the son undertakes his neder naziros after the father died, of course, with the caveat that the father left unspecified monies. Because remember, again, if the father left specified monies, we already dealt with that sugya earlier about what to do with all those monies. V'chein, im hayahu v'aviv nazirim, v'hefrish aviv. But look, the Rambam now takes a turn. So too, he says, if he and his father were nazirim, v'hefrish aviv ma'ostumin u'mei sa'av, v'amar ha'ben achar moso, hareini megaleach al ma'os avi, hare ze mevi karbanos mehen. Oh, so as I said, I'm just thrust for a loop. We thought the Rambam passed like Rabbi Yossi, but it turns out that what? He paskins like the Rabbanan. And therefore what? And therefore, even in a case where the son and father were concurrent Nazirim, but father separates out money and father dies before he's able to offer up the offerings, the Rambam paskins that the son could still go ahead and use the father's money for the sake of Karbanos. Avalim Amar lo Yiplu Hamos, Avalim lo Amar, Yiplu Hamos l'nedava. But I will say ultimately, again, Lamaisa, if the son did not mention this, then halacha lemaisa, the money ultimately goes in the davar. Let's just one last piece. Meisa veniach banim rabim cholkin hamos hastumin mipnei shehi yerusha meahen. So we'll say halacha lemaisa, if a father dies and he left behind multiple sons, the sons divide up the unspecified funds because the unspecified funds have a din of yerusha. Ve'yesh l'chol echar mehem legalech al chalko. Obviously, they can't do it, this money, whatever they want, because the money is sacrificially pledged money. So therefore, again, each of them get a portion, but lamaisa, the money could only be used towards sacrificial purposes. So the way that I'm, again, and the Rambam actually does go through all of the different cases, which we're not going to go through right now, but for our purposes, to close out this sugya, halacha lamaisa, the Rambam paskins, that number one, it is a halacha l'moshe misinai, that if a son goes ahead, that a son could use the leftover unspecified monies of his father to satisfy his own sacrificial obligations, and the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yossi, that this applies in both cases. It certainly applies in the case where the son becomes a nazir after his father's death, and the son says, I hereby become a nazir on the condition that I could use my father's unspecified funds to satisfy my nazir obligations. But the Rambam takes that step further, paskins like the Rabbanan, that even if father and son were nazirim together, father set aside money, died before he could go ahead and offer up his karbanos, son could still use those monies to satisfy his own sacrificial obligations. We'll say we'll stop over here. Hadrin Aloch Misha Amar. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Parak Hamishi in Nazir tomorrow. Shkoyach.